Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Howdy, Canada, and to Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Getting it rolling on a Thursday, January the 23rd. That's me coming into your smartphone or tablet or wherever you may be accessing this program today. A hearty hello. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing well. Yeah, doing really good. Good to be back.
It's great. Good to be back. Yeah, you missed a day. We did have a lot of fun at the SJHL Showcase. We'll talk a little bit about that today. It's nice to be back at the bunker, just slowing things down. The last couple of days have been a blur, right? For those in our world.
Yes.
Doing a lot of hockey coverage. Coming up on today's show, we're going to have a lot of CFL topics for sure. And I'm actually excited about those to get the people, the listeners and the viewers' opinions on what we're going to talk about. Our live guests include Colby Armstrong of Rogers Sportsnet Saskatoon product, formerly of the Pittsburgh Penguins. James Sobalski from Sportsnet Radio Vancouver, who's a real CFL fan.
Yes.
We'll talk to him about that. And obviously, the surging Canucks. Man, are they on fire. Austin Davis coming up from Post Media of the legendary Davis sports family. And Dean Ducky Millard, Edmonton legend sportscaster. So that is that's the lineup. People are jacked. I get a feeling that they're jacked today.
Yeah.
They're writing in. They're going crazy. You know what it is? It's warm outside. It feels like spring has sprung.
Doesn't it? It is great.
Our car tires are not like rocks, like Fred Flintstone's vehicle.
No.
You know, that's what it is. The cabin fever's over. And everybody's cooped up watching the show.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I can't wait for Austin to get back in here. It's been a little while. And I was telling you, I was talking to his dad at the showcase. We had a really great conversation, and he was like, I'm watching the show.
His dad is Daryl Davis, the Hall of Fame writer, Daryl Davis, his son Austin coming in.
Really wonderful.
From Post Media now.
And he's like, I love when Rod and Austin get going together. He's like, they really give it to each other, don't they? He's like, I don't know if they're actually going to come to blows, but
we're really just getting warmed up, Austin and I. Magnificent Seven show topics. I actually wrote down eight. One, Winnipeg Jets losing last night in Columbus. The Jets free fall is what I wrote down. Is Paul Maurice on the hot seat? He didn't seem too worried after the loss last night in Columbus. We'll talk a bit about that. Actually, I'm glad I wrote down Raptors hype, because Austin wants to talk more Raptors.
Yes.
This is Western Canada, right? This is a show where we talk about what Western Canadians care about. And right now, I don't put the Raptors in that category. I don't hear any talk on the highways and byways. And this is why Jersey City didn't stock their shelves with Kawhi Leonard jerseys last year in the playoffs. Remember when we were talking about that? We were on the air.
Yeah.
And people thought, Jersey City, what's wrong with them? They don't have Kawhi Leonard jerseys. It's because a month ago, you didn't want them. And imagine if they'd stocked them shelves, and then he leaves in free agency.
A month ago, you didn't want them, and a month from now, you won't want them. You might want them today, but yeah, are you going to stock, you know, five or six jerseys? Probably not. We're over it.
We're over
it. Unfortunately, we're over it. If they go back to the playoffs, great, we'll be back into it, but it's going to take more than one run to the finals to really change the culture of our people, to really make them basketball fans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blue Jays have a far deeper hold on Western Canada than the Raptors do. But I want to talk a little bit about that. And the fact that Austin Davis is coming in will help with that. Number three, of course, the CFL made it official. Breaking news this morning. Touchdown Atlantic will be played in Halifax between the Saskatchewan Roughriders and the Toronto Argonauts. And I put the message is out already this morning. I know I'll be there, and I'm hoping to bring all you guys out there with the show. And I'm going to read the news release coming up that was issued by the CFL on Touchdown Atlantic. They're calling it the biggest ever. That's what these business people like to say, right? They like to use those terms.
Yep.
And for their sake, I hope that it will. I want to reflect a little bit on last year's Touchdown Atlantic and how it was a real tell how things were going to play out the rest of the way for the Argos and the Alouettes, just from what I saw. Four, Caleros versus Nichols. I'm not done talking about that. I want to bring the boys in on that. It's kind of a delicious topic, and you weren't here yesterday for the...
Right.
You were at the Sastel Pink and White game.
Yep.
Interesting story that Matt Nichols is, quote, upset. That's what his agent said, that the Bombers are going after Zach Caleros in free agency ahead of Matt Nichols. They're targeting him. He's upset about that. We flirted with that as our poll question today. We didn't settle on it, but I do have it on our Instagram story. I put that up as a, who would you rather have?
Mm-hmm.
The last I looked on Instagram, 51% saying Zach, 49% saying Matt Nichols.
Wow.
So it is that polarizing of a issue.
It is. It's close. Worth a poll question. I mean, that's...
And you'd vote for Zach, wouldn't you?
I'd vote for... Yeah. Well, I don't know. I honestly
you have to
don't
think
know.
About it.
It's that close.
Yeah, it is very close. So there's that. People are already chiming in with their thoughts on what our poll question's going to be, or it is. People have seen it already on our Facebook page, so just hold on to your bingo cards. Point five, Super Bowl. I mean, we'll brush on that. Why not over the next 10 days? And do you like the bye week ahead of the Super Bowl, which basically makes it a two-week break from the conference championships to the actual Super Bowl game? I don't really mind it, but it's different than what we have in the CFL, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not going to go to that because we're trying to move the Grey Cup up, let alone delay it. But we don't have the benefit of playing in Miami. A lot of points here. Interesting. I just had a chuckle this morning watching ESPN real early this morning because I left the house early. But LeBron... The Lakers were at New York last night, right? Lake Show and the Knicks.
Yep.
That'd get bigger than that in terms of NBA sizzle. And the media's all over LeBron in New York saying, are you ever going to sign with the Knicks? And if we draft, this is a reporter saying, if we draft your son, LeBron, will you come play with him on the Knicks? Sort of a Gordy and Mark Howe thing for those older people that would understand that. And LeBron, here's the quote. My son's in the ninth grade. And he went on to, like, come on. A lot of things would have to happen for that to happen. He says, we're worried about our next project. And I'm even felt even more of a kinship with LeBron. Mm-hmm. As my bracelet says, one day at a time. LeBron said, we're looking at the next thing right in front of our face.
Yep.
Not what's going to happen in 4, 5, 6 years. So, for whatever reason, this LeBron to the Knicks has become something of a tempest in a teapot.
Right, but it's not that far away. And NBA players, when you get the phenoms, they can be drafted right out of high school. And so it might only be 4 years away, which would be unbelievable to think. I can't imagine LeBron being done by then. It would be interesting, but yeah, I like that. Let's take care of what we're doing now, and we'll worry about that when the time comes.
So that was LeBron's answer, and I loved it. Eli Manning retiring. Interesting analysis on that. He was done with the Giants no matter what. And apparently for like a day, two at the most, he thought about signing somewhere else. Being that Joe Namath type, that Joe Montana type. For that matter, that G. Roy Simon type. And they just said, you know what? Why? He's made $252 million in his NFL career. That's the most any NFL player has ever made. He's got his two Super Bowls. Eli's like, I'm good. So now they're holding a news conference in New York probably tomorrow to say goodbye to Eli Manning.
It's cool.
I think it's totally cool.
Really cool. Good for Eli. He got some opportunities to play late in the year. Looked pretty good at times, too. You know, giving a little spark to the Giants. The fans got to see him one more time to play. You know what? The two Super Bowls, awesome. You know, he knocked off Tom Brady in both of them. So that's pretty cool. I think he's a Hall of Famer. And I think that's awesome. 16 seasons. You don't want to go somewhere else. Be remembered as a New York Giant. I really like it.
That's what he said. His goal was to only play for one team. And he accomplished everything. He's like, I'm good. So I think that, like you just said, cool. And the seventh topic of the Magnificent Seven show topics is just the showcase yesterday. Yesterday was a very poignant day for me. And allow me 2 minutes, if you will, because it, as it says on the wall, it is the Rod Peterson show. I'm down at the showcase. I had a player that I'm dealing with, coaching, if you will, that was in the tournament. I met his family. The NHL scouts were there. I told you, we said it on the hockey broadcast, not here. The Canucks, the Golden Knights, Leafs, Capitals. There was a guy there from Boston. There was a guy from Portland,
St. Louis.
Right. And they're asking me, how's your player doing here? How's your player doing there? And I said, all because these guys know that I'm working with players in mental health and in some cases, substance abuse recovery. And so they know. So I'm like, you know what? I haven't talked to him. I'm going to send him a note. So I'm starting to send notes out while you were getting ready for the intermission broadcast. We're doing the highlights and stuff. I'm doing that. And I was on the mic with you. But then I'm talking to the hockey guys that were coaching and playing in the showcase. And I said, so what are you guys getting up to? And they're like, well, we're driving home 8 hours to Flin Flon. We're driving home 7 hours to LaRonge. We're getting on a bus and we're going back to Manitoba and we're dropping some kids off in Selkirk and some kids off in Steinbeck and some kids in Nipaw. And I'm like, oh my God. I guess I just don't love the game that much. Like, I can't do it. But Killer sat in that chair on Tuesday and said how much he loves the bus miles. So good. It's not, my passion doesn't burn for that anymore. Some of them were saying, how far for you to go home after this? I'm like, 5 minutes to South Regina. I like that a lot. And then I went home and I watched the second episode of the Aaron Hernandez documentary, Inside the Mind of a Killer. And I just found it so poignant to me because this is where my life is. I'm looking at Aaron Hernandez. And I got pro football guys, too, that I deal with, not just junior hockey players. But I look at what he went through. And most everybody now is starting to have seen it. Like, Clark, it's on his list. It's on your list. But a lot of people I've talked to have seen it. And Tyler, our sales manager, is a big Patriots fan. So he knows all about the Aaron Hernandez story. But this is where the world is now compared to where it was for Aaron Hernandez. Everybody thinks he's just this absolute animal. And I look at him as a guy that, how he could have survived if he'd had resources available to him that are now available to him. And we could have saved four lives. The three people he was accused of murdering, and he killed himself. Could have saved four lives. And that's why most pro teams now have a guy on staff. For that reason, I'm lucky because I work with all the leagues. And actually, the NHL guys said to me, your connections are in junior. If you go and deal with junior hockey players, you can hit them before any of these problems happen. Dun, dun, dun. And that's where my life is now. So I think the quote from one NHL guy was, if you can prevent a kid from getting in this trouble, we can save a lot of money. We can save a lot of families. We can save a lot of heartache and a lot of problems. So that's what I'm doing with my, I just found it. Well, these guys are driving, going home to all their various locales, and I'm dealing with my players all over, just off my phone while I'm watching Aaron Hernandez.
So cool.
Everything all got sewed up real nicely. So I guess for the people that are trying to wonder where I am in my life, it's things have been continuing to unfold for me. I'm figuring things out on a daily basis. How the hell would anybody else know if I didn't really know where it's all going? And then furthermore, everybody's jumping all over me on, are you going to go work for the Schooners? Are you going to go work for this team? Are you going to do that? Yeah, I don't know. I've had some very, very good advice in the last year from people that have been through what I've been through. And they said, you don't want to tie your fortune to the game. Right? So I'm happy to, you know, don't have, be dangling at the teams. Don't be a dangler.
Yep.
And so I'm just as happy to go into Touchdown Atlantic in Halifax and work it just like last year. And that's the last point I want to make. This is what I saw. Just being around. I just like being around. I like observing. Mm-hmm. And I'll form my own opinions. And then if you ask, I'll tell you what I see. Some people ask. Some people don't want to know what I see. Here's what I saw at Touchdown Atlantic last year. The Alouettes soaked it all up for everything that it could be. The locals held a clam bake,
yep,
whatever they call it out there, something, a lobster boil, whatever, and Kahari had them all. The guys are taking pictures and putting it on their Instagram, and they're, you know, the locals are cooking the lobster. They're getting to know the local people, and they had fun, right, on the set. Yep. Argos couldn't find them. Where were they? They didn't partake in any of the festivities that I saw. And I was right in the middle of all of it. As a matter of fact, I was working with the CFL Alumni Association. We had an event the night before the game, and all the Alouette staff came down there and some players. Talking about Miles Garrell, the broadcaster Rick Moffitt, Eric Delorier, who was the interim GM the past couple of months. They made it an experience, and the Argos couldn't find them. What happened in the game? Went down to the last play, and the Alouettes won.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's really wild because from a perspective of the team, you know, I would almost, you know, think that, okay, the Argonauts are trying to treat this like the Grey Cup or the Super Bowl. Hey, guys, we're here to play football, win a football game. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of years where you're not in it. You can enjoy the festivities then. So I understand, but it's also regular season. Yep. And you're also trying to grow the game and put yourself in that frame of mind that, hey, we're here to celebrate the game, to take this all in, and then understand what it means to these people. And then you go out on game day and you try and, you know, show them that you want to give back to them and show them a good product and understand that we want to bring the game out here and you want to, you know, win. And this game means a little bit more than a regular game. Clearly that worked.
There's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. I'm not saying the way the Argos did it was wrong, that what the Alouettes did was right. But look at the way everything played out over the next couple of months. Alouettes with a complete turnaround,
yep.
Host a playoff game. Argos finish out of the playoffs, and the coach gets fired. And I'm just sitting there, just watching.
Yeah.
And even the Alouettes, if you watch my Instagram from their warm-up, Kahari Jones is out there with the quarterbacks throwing passes with earbuds in like you have right now, bopping to the music. And as we've had on this program, how many guys, including Enoch Mwamba yesterday, Kahari just lets guys be themselves. Kahari is so much on culture, as are you, as are we. That's why I want to keep the staff of this show small, because if anybody's starting drama, you're out, right?
Hire slow and fire fast.
Right. But we can control the culture here, and we have a great culture.
Yeah.
You know, back to Killer Kaminsky, was in that interview, that podcast is one of our most downloaded podcasts that we've had. Kevin Killer Kaminsky, really big name in the name of hockey. He was telling people he could have sat in here all day. It's nice and warm, drinking coffee and telling hockey stories.
That's wonderful.
So this is exactly what we wanted to create, and we have it, and we love it. And so that's why yesterday was a very interesting day for us. Lastly, before we break and move on to the rest, the poll question today, Clark came up with it. And I have not put it on Twitter yet, but I know you guys are voting for it on Facebook, or voting on it on Facebook. And that is, should the CFL have an all-star game? And the reason we came, there's a movement afoot. Of course, because it's Pro Bowl week in the NFL. So CFL players are saying, we want an all-star game. Derek Dennis's tweet is the one that I saw. And I said, put it up. And you said, well, it'll be a runaway yes, didn't you? You said that.
I think with the fans, yeah.
Well, look at the results. 52% say no, it won't work. 48% say yes, it's time. I knew this would be another polarizing topic. Because believe it or not, I've been around the block a few times. Do you think Derek Dennis saying he wants an all-star game is the first time anybody's thought of it? That's why we go around and around on this for years. There's probably a reason why we don't do it.
Right. No, and it's funny because it's a little bit about the wording, too, with the way the questions, not that it's the way the questions worded, but when I see the answers, yes, it's time, no, it won't work, I sit there, yeah, you know what? It probably won't work. It probably won't work. So, and anybody, I think, who knows the game, it probably won't work in the CFL. I don't know when you'd have it. That's one thing. So that's a bit of an issue.
Well, we could sit and plan it today.
I think it might work if you did it, you know, during CFL week. If you ever brought CFL week back, and if that was going to continue to be a thing, you could have an all-star game during CFL week. That would be pretty cool.
Because you got all the all-stars there anyways.
You got all the all-stars there anyways. Do it from the year before. Like, that would be pretty cool. But, yeah, it's tough. I just assume that the fans would want one. Now, assuming,
of course,
assuming, you know, you're going to take care of all the issues, not thinking logically about logistically, is this going to work? Do you want one? And that's why I thought it'd be a runaway yes, that the fans would say, yeah, you know what? If you guys can make it work, we'd want to see it. That's all.
Well, and here we go. Tyler, our social media consultant. What do we call him? Social media advisor? Consultant?
Sure.
We got a lot of Tylers on staff, by the way. It's not the same guy that's this, our sales manager. He says, when and where do you host the game? Getting the discussion going on it isn't a bad thing.
No.
You know, Casey, here is why the All-Star game won't work. Most CFL fans follow their team and only their team. NFL has a larger market showcasing the best players in the world. Yeah, but you got to start somewhere. That's the whole idea behind CFL 2.0. Again, to say that we don't have one because that's the way it's always been is also wrong.
See, yeah.
I'm willing to talk about it. Would you come out and pay $10 to watch the All-Stars play a flag game? We had a pretty damn good flag game ourselves Labor Day last year. Maybe that's what it would take. And then it's fan interactive and you're taking selfies with the team because the Pro Bowlers aren't doing that.
See, and this is the point. Here's why, you know, not that I want to come down on Casey here because that's not the point of this, but there are some...
Well, he's a big...
But there's some people who look for problems in any solution. There's people who look for solutions out of every problem. Not saying that's what, you know, Casey is, but in this situation, here's why it won't work. Well, let's look at about why it should work. And if we don't have, you know, you say CFL fans follow their team and their team only, here's an opportunity to show you all of the stars in the game, tell their stories, see their faces, see them having fun. And then you start to have an interest in other teams. And then when your team's not in the Grey Cup, you still have a rooting interest in the game because I like this guy, I like that guy. I remember as a kid, big Rider fan, obviously, but I used to like the Argos, but I also used to like the Stampeders. I liked the Stampeders. They had Doug Flutie at quarterback. I thought that was super cool. Used to watch him. I knew who he was. So I remember watching the 95 Grey Cup. Got it on a VHS tape somewhere when they played the Baltimore Stallions and Mike Pringle on the other side and Tracy Hamm. Though it was cool. I knew who the guys were. Events like this can help showcase the players.
So Leo Esrins is watching from Hamilton. He's the president. He's the executive director of the CFL Alumni Association. He says it was done in the early 80s, promoted by former Ticat John Priestner. He and his partners lost huge dinero. Maybe you should get John to chat. So to say we did it once and it failed once, and the four riders that were killed in the plane crash for which their numbers are all retired, they were coming home from an All-Star game in the late 1950s. So it's not completely unheard of to do it. Maybe now's the time to revisit it. And I hate, as do you, the people saying, here's all the reasons it won't work. How about all the reasons that it will work? Yeah. You know, it's a matter of perspective. So there you go. We're going to be talking about all these topics as the program continues today. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. Hang with us. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. It's time to trade and upgrade at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Darren, do you want to finish this tweet from the show account?
Absolutely.
Got to do everything around here.
The poll. There we go.
Yeah, that's the poll question. I was trying to get it. I was trying to go to the bathroom and tweet all in one break. Couldn't get it done. Morning sports update. In the last night of NHL action before the All-Star break, the Winnipeg Jets suffered their fourth straight loss, falling 4-3 to the Blue Jackets in Columbus. Oliver Bjorkstrand scored twice, including the winner, with under 6 minutes to go. In the NHL's only other game, the Wild won for the third time in four games by defeating the visiting Red Wings 4-2. Jimmy Howard had 29 saves for Detroit, which heads into the break having lost six in a row. Leafs forward Austin Matthews won't be participating in any on-ice activities during the NHL's All-Star weekend this week. Austin is still nursing a wrist injury, but will travel to St. Louis to attend the festivities. His spot on the Atlantic Division roster will be filled instead by first-time All-Star Brady Tkachuk of the Ottawa Senators. At Scotiabank Arena, the Raptors won their fifth straight with a 107-95 victory over rival Philadelphia. Six different Raptors scored in double figures, including Spicy P, who had 18 points and 15 rebounds, while Fred Van Vliet scored 22 of his own. And Zion Williamson capped his long-awaited NBA debut by scoring 17 of his 22 points in the first quarter. However, his team came up short. The Spurs withstood Williamson's late surge, beating the New Orleans Pelicans 121-117 at the AT&T Center in San Antone. That is the morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Now, Darren's got my phone, so I got to read this by memory. Ballers Rec Room celebrating their one-year anniversary. Stop down from now till Saturday. Get a scratch and a win ticket. They're giving away 2,000 prizes. You heard it right. 2,000 prizes. Wow. At Ballers Rec Room, right in the heart of the Dewdney Strip, celebrating 1 year in business. Proud sponsors and partners of the Rod Peterson Show. Cool? What do you got?
Yeah, cool. Please proofread that and hit
send. Oh, you haven't hit send
and
yet?
And hit tweet. No, I've got to let you make
sure that's right. So, Thursday's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question. Should the CFL have an all-star game? Two options. Yes, it would be great. No, it won't work. You know how I like my emojis.
Yeah, get an emoji.
I would have suggested a football, a little football, and a little Canadian flag.
Well, hit it up.
So I'm doing that.
Good.
That I can handle real fast.
It's there as your most recent.
By the way, if you joined us late, coming up on the program today, James Cebulski of Sportsnet Radio Vancouver, host of the Waggle podcast from CFL.ca, Colby Armstrong, the old arm dog from Rogers Sportsnet, Pittsburgh Penguins, great, and also won the memmer with Red Deer, and Austin Davis from Post Media. I'm reading some of the messages here. Trent checking in from Norway. He says, Norway calling. All-star games in the CFL happened before, as has been said. They happened before the season started and after the season finished, with CTV as the broadcaster. We will revisit this after our visit with Colby, because we'll be talking hockey with him. But our social media guy, Ty Dacu, saying, have it on Vancouver Island because you got mild weather. Have it in the offseason. There's a lot to be said for that.
Could sell me on a trip to Victoria.
Sal and Val Majuri watching from Florida. Their son is the running backs coach of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So good morning to the Majuri family. And we will be revisiting this all-star talk in the CFL, plus the CFL officially announcing this morning that Touchdown Atlantic will feature the Rough Riders and the Argos for the first time ever, a three-day mini Grey Cup festival. July 25th is the date of the game at St. Mary's Stadium, Husky Stadium in Halifax. So we are going out on video chat this morning. Colby Armstrong does join us from his home in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Armdog. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
A little bit of everything. But who cares about us? How about you? What's keeping you busy the last couple of days?
Well, you know what? And you guys can appreciate this. I lost my voice last week around this time doing a live Leaf game, which wasn't perfect timing. So it was a little bit challenging when you're when you kind of get absolutely lose your voice, and that's all you really need to do this job. So I've been recovering. So far, and now with some off days here without the Penguins playing here in Pittsburgh, and obviously the All-Star weekend, I get a little more time to rest.
You're trying to take a break, and here's Clark, our producer, bugging you to come on. So
yeah,
I appreciate
what the Clark? Come on, Clark.
I appreciate it, Colby. By the way, it's been far too long since we talked, Colby, because I didn't tell you I was up in Paradise Hill doing a dinner with Daryl Sutter, Brian Sutter, Rachel Holman, Buddy Benzmiller, and that is, I can see why they call it Paradise Hill, by the way. Doesn't look like paradise in the winter, but I bet you in the summer it does look like paradise.
Yeah, it's a cute little village up on a hillside. That's where I was born in Lloyd, but my parents were living in Paradise Hill, and my dad played there for the Paradise Hill Hawks, and I actually went back there at one point. I think I was like 16 years old just before I went to junior hockey for a Hawks reunion for my dad. So they had all the years of all the guys that playing. I guess it's like senior hockey, right? That's when senior hockey was borderline the NHL at the time. It was great to get back there, and I've been back for a few weddings, but yeah, beautiful little town.
Well, they were all asking me about your dad, more so you. What do they call? They call him Foot.
Yeah.
That's his nickname.
Foot, yeah. That's his nickname, right?
Figure that one out.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So, Colby, at the All-Star break, I guess your thoughts on the festivities. Are you an All-Star game fan, the way that the format's been changed and so forth in the NHL? Is it a big weekend for the players?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's an honor to go there. Of course, I was the guy that had my plane tickets booked to go somewhere at the start of the season. But I always, even no matter where I went for All-Star break, I always found myself trying to watch the game or see how guys did or see what they were doing every year. So I think with the new events that they're going to put in the skills this year, I think it's exciting. I think adding the women in the 3-on-3 challenge, I think that's going to be exciting for fans to see. And obviously 3-on-3 is a lot more fun, I think, with the way the game was going 5-on-5. To make it a lot more interesting. So I think a huge honor for those guys to be able to do that. I think a lot of great year for St. Louis, obviously, with the Stanley Cup and being able to host this event with hockey really buzzing in St. Louis. I'm sure they'll put on a great event. And, you know, and for the other guys, I mean, it's just a great downtime for them. And maybe to get, and you live in some certain climates, to go and see some sun for a little bit and relax and recharge. But at the same time, guys, I will say this. The brain is always going. Are you going to be ready when you come back? Are you going to be good to go and prepared with all this downtime to feeling good? Because some teams are playing some really good hockey, and I'm sure they're going, this break could not be of any worse timing for us.
Who specifically are you speaking of?
Well, I think you have to look at, you know, Florida. Chicago has been playing well. Columbus, these teams that are, you know, have battled right back into playoff positions. You know, those are teams that I think of specifically. I think you can think of some other teams that can go, okay, this is great. Maybe we just need to recharge a little bit and reset and get away. Toronto Maple Leafs. And, you know, I'm sure there's a few other teams in their boat as well that kind of just, you know, there's certain points, right? It's like Christmas break. And then it's this All-Star break, and then it's kind of the trade deadline. And but after this, it's the sprint. What is there, 32 games left in the season right now for most teams? So it's kind of that sprint to the playoffs, and we'll see what some teams decide to do here as the trade deadline now approaches as the next deadline.
Call me crazy, and many have, but I've been following the NHL closer now than I have in 20 years since I left working in football. I haven't heard anything about the bye week or the break. Were they not getting, like, byes the last few seasons in the schedule? Yeah, why do I not hear about that? They are?
I think they kind of just, they're still doing it. They just intertwine it kind of here around the All-Star break. So some teams, like right now in Pittsburgh, they don't play till next Friday. So, you know, they're getting quite a few days off here with the All-Star break and their bye week. So it's, you know, a situation where some teams will have quite a few days off. So bring me back to my 1 year I played in Sweden, where they have their national team breaks in the middle of the year, and you play, I don't know, 55 games, and they give you 12 days off in the middle of the year. And I'm going, come on, let's get this year over with. Let's get going. Let's go.
Of course.
What's taking so long?
So the beautiful thing about this show, well, there are many, but one of them is that the viewers can participate. So Brady Witt is a high school kid in Saskatoon, your hometown. He writes in and says, can you ask Colby about Ilya Kovalchuk, probably the hottest player in the NHL in the league? And all he says is also get him to hype up the All-Star weekend, which you've already done. So your thoughts on Ilya Kovalchuk with the Habs?
Well, it's awesome. I think for me, one of the big things I looked at with him, and I was his teammate, and I know what he can do. I know it's been several years since I played with him, and you know, he is a little older now. But I know the kind of player he is. He's speed. He's big body guy. He's really fiery guy that loves to score goals and be involved. And look, he wasn't really in the picture in LA. And one thing I look at too is he's coming back in the East. I think he's a guy with his skill set, the way he plays, that can be really is kind of like an Eastern Conference style of player. And you know, a guy that's never been in a market like that. You're talking about, you know, the face of Russian hockey for a few years. Him and you know, whether it's him, Radulov, Ovechkin, Malkin, those kind of guys, like what he's been able to do in his career in the NHL before taking off to Russia has been great. And then what he's done on the international stage, obviously, I think everyone knows as well. So a guy to be able with that fire, that skill level to come back into the East and to be pushed into a market where, you know, the city and everyone kind of is pushing you to be good at the expectations for him. And he's never done that before in the NHL. So I think it just breeds energy and entertainment value out of Kovalchuk, and he's producing and getting it done as well. But they're giving him a chance. So skilled guy with everything that he has in his toolbox to be able to be there and be given a chance to play. I think obviously his energy has been contagious since he's been there.
One more for you, Colby. Paul Figler's watching from Red Deer. He says, that's a great jersey there, Colby. Head back to Red Deer soon.
Where is it?
He's right over here. Yeah, there you go. He's the point man of Dub Network, which I think is the best online source for WHL news. And that's where I want to... Mm-hmm. Are you going to be out for the Memorial Cup in Kelowna? You get part of Sportsnet's coverage? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, we just did the prospects game in Hamilton. And then, yeah, the next big thing for me is Kelowna.
Okay, so I'm flirting with the idea of going to Kelowna, but I've been saying for
years... Let's go!
Well, of course! Who wouldn't love Kelowna in May? But I think they need to play two games in a day. It's so long, Colby. You've been to enough of them. Yeah. 10 days is a marathon. It's ridiculous. But what's your take on this? They're not really in the stretch run yet, but how things are playing out. How much are you paying attention to the Dub? Let's just say the Dub with what's going on out here.
Yeah, not too much right now, to be honest with you. Keep tabs a little bit on it, just with my friends in Saskatoon with the Blades and, you know, a few teams, especially, you know, a few teams that are on the rankings list as well and top 10, and kind of keep track of that and which teams we may see in the Memorial Cup, keeping track of that. And then obviously with the prospects game just happening, you know, some of the obviously Western League players that I get to plug a little bit on that broadcast. I see some good talent coming out. But I think you talk about the length of the Memorial Cup. I'm fine with it. Halifax was awesome last year. Honestly, I had a great time. I did have a little bit of a cold to start, which hampered me off the start. The weather wasn't great either, but I'm looking so forward to Kelowna. I got out there this summer, guys. And I ran into buddies, Wade Redden, Jordan Tutu, Josh Georges, Rennie Bork, a buddy of mine. Luke Shen, Braden Shen, they all have boats. They all have boats. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to go boating. We're going to hang out, and then we're going to go do a game, and then we're going to drink some wine. Right.
Did you mention Shea Weber and Ryan Getzlaff?
Seabrook, Getzlaff. Yeah.
They've all got Reimer, huge. I know as a place. Aginla's got crazy. A big shack there too. Yeah, so yeah, I just got to remind you, you're there to work, Colby.
Well, if I don't show up and I miss a game, you know why.
I've fallen in that trap a few times, trust me, at the Memorial Cup. And producer Clark wants to know, by the way, who you thought were the best players in the top prospects game.
Gouley, for me, was really, really good in watching him. I thought Lafreniere looked good. I think, you know, obviously, I'd say the motivation for a number one consensus pick and after the World Juniors that he had, it was good for me to, you know, get a look at him. And I love the connection of him and in Rimouski with Crosby as well, and just two really good players to come out of that organization and that area, junior hockey and the CHL. But that Gouley, for me, I got to see him at the Memorial Cup last year, and I pumped his tires after the game. Obviously, he scored a goal as well, but defensively, really good, lanky guy, great shutdown in the neutral zone, a physical aspect to his game, moved the puck really well. And from the Memorial Cup last year already to this prospects game, for me, has improved a ton, and you know, a real presence out there. And I think a lot of teams watching his play at that prospects game and likely throughout the season will be really impressed with him.
Good stuff. Colby, appreciate the visit. Enjoy the rest of the break, and maybe I will see you at Memorial Cup. You've done a good sales job, so thank you. Have a great day.
All right, thanks for having me on. Thanks, Clark, for having me on as well, your producer. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Colby Armstrong, Rogers Sportsnet, NHL alum. Oh, next time he's on, I'll ask him about Andre Roy and Matthew Barnaby.
Okay, there you
go. Well, for sure he played with Roy in Pittsburgh. I got to tell him about our night in Arcola together. Pretty sure nothing will surprise Colby about those two guys. And just hang on, everybody. Neil Shuchuk is watching from Northern Alberta. He's got a lot of takes on the All-Star Game plus Flames Oilers January 29th. It's a week away. It's less than a week away. They're already starting to talk about it in Northern Alberta, and Shuey has his thoughts. He wants to know ours. And, of course, the CFL All-Star Game. That's where we started this whole thing. So yeah, we'll get to that and update the poll results. Hang on. It's a brief pause. We'll be right back. You're watching and listening to The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the big show. Canada's only live morning sports talk show is right here. I got Dukes with me. Got Clark on the other side of the wall. Jordan, the whole crew. Ty, our social media advisor, is working from his couch, I notice. And good for him. Who wouldn't if they could?
Can we do like Jay and Dan on Trade Center where they're in their bathrobes? Can we get the Ty Dacu cam?
That would be great. Updating the poll results. For Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center, should the CFL have an all-star game? 57% say no, it won't work. 43% say yes, it would be great. And if that isn't just the most, I'm sorry, Canadian thing ever. No, it won't work. Don't try it. That's the Twitter results. On Facebook, as the viewers can see, 51% saying yes, it's time. 49% say no, it won't work. And I told you before we went to air, this is what the split would be. I said that, didn't I?
You did.
Nailed another one.
You tell everybody how you nailed it yesterday.
Just
and where that dab comes from, because that's pretty outstanding.
And the SJHL, MJHL game, the last game of the showcase, it was an all-star game for the Junior A leagues. And the SJHL was up 4-0 after the first period. And I said on the camera with you, to the people, I said, you watch the way, the reason we love junior hockey is it's so unpredictable. It could be 4-4 at the end of two. It could be 8-4 for Manitoba at the end of two periods. Well, what happens? in the period. Ding, 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 ding. 4-4. And I'm getting a text from the producer, Russ Crone. You nailed it. And so I went on the air and went,
yeah. So he goes back and forth with him. He's like, Russ goes, nailed it. And Rod replied with a Betty White gif of her dabbing. Right. And then so I bring this up on the air. I'm like, that was just as entertaining as the game, watching you guys go back and forth. And he dabs on the air. And then all of a sudden, we're getting flooded with messages. Did Rod Peterson just dab on TV, on regional TV?
What's wrong with that?
That was awesome. So he did it today.
Yeah. You're seeing the real me.
Well, the real Rod Peterson.
Yeah.
Stand up.
And they're sticking around. That's the odd part of it all. So, Tyler, by the way, our social media advisor, Tyler Daku, says he is hood up on the bunny hug, RP show mug in hand. So he's watching from home and chiming in to the CFL stuff in a moment. But I said to Shuey, who's watching in White Court, Alberta, that we would get to this. He says, what is your prediction for the Edmonton-Calgary game on the 29th? Love the hype, but think with league brass there will be no fireworks. Well, I predicted there would be no fireworks long before George Parris got involved. And it was at Parris or Mike or Gary Bettman who sent a stern warning to both the Flames and the Oilers. And to be honest with you, I was disappointed with this. Hockey is hockey. It's another thing that I've learned the last couple years. I don't care if it's NFL, CFL, football's football. And I don't care if it's NHL, WHL, AHL. Hockey's hockey. And you have these Donnybrooks and these circuses and these melees and these fracases, which is awesome. I'm all for it. But the buildup is always the next game, and it's always nothing happens. Always. Shuey, you would have worked in hockey long enough. You know the answer to that. So for whoever it was that had to go and send out a stern warning to the teams, I was embarrassed that they had to do that. I got a notification on my phone, I think from TSN. The teams have been warned by the NHL office. No Mickey Mousing. Why'd you have to do that? They're not 12. It's the National Hockey League, and you need to come in like you're the stern disciplinarian teacher and ruin all the fun. That's my point on that.
Well, yeah, and you're right. But to me, it feels more like policy. We're doing it to cover our own ass. So when they come back and say,
oh, there's a lot of ass covering going on these
days. How did you let this get so far out of hand? Well, no, we sent out a warning to them and we said that no stuff was going to happen. Or how do you come out and just hand out a 15-game suspension? Because we warned them. It's all about covering yourself, too, and making sure that it's just procedure. If I'm the two teams, I'm not worrying about that. Don't worry about it. If we want to get payback, let's get payback. Let's do it on the ice. That's what the fans want. And the more fans that show up, they can't deny.
I don't mind the ass covering portion of it. I get it. Why you got to make a big deal out of it? Why you got to let the world know? Because nothing was going to happen anyways. And as you saw, Clark stamped the official rant with Bronco Plumbing and Heating, your factory authorized Bryant Furnace dealer. I didn't plan that, by the way, obviously, because we haven't had a rant for a few days, at least not from me. But Chewy, to answer your question, I didn't think there was going to be any fireworks to begin with. He says, especially with the league brass in attendance. It's not 1977, okay? They've got high-definition feeds pumped into New York Times Square NHL office from Edmonton. They don't need to be there to be watching what's going on. Who cares if they're there or they're not? Am I wrong?
No. You're right.
It always goes this way. And if you want to go for another further down the line, it might be the second, third, or fourth meeting that they meet that something will happen. I'm not saying this is over. I'm saying in the next game when there's a, you know, Saturday night fights, MMA, UFC style buildup for it, it's always a letdown. Always.
Yeah.
And that's how the game hasn't changed.
But
sorry to tell you.
But you don't think the Oilers are going to be targeting Tkachuk? Trying to staple him with a big hit?
If they do, then they're off their game. That's dumb.
But that exactly. But I just feel that that's how they're going to come out. They're not going to be trying to take penalties, or someone's not just going to grab them and tune them in and take a big penalty. But I feel like they're going to try and line them up and if they ever connect on him, then that might start something. But
who is they? The only guy.
The Oilers.
I know that. That's not how they play hockey.
Well, I know, but this hasn't been in the game for a while. This is different. And I just feel like it might get guys off their game.
No, because Dave Tippett's too good. Dave Tippett's not going to allow that to happen. It's just going to be a regular run-of-the-mill hockey game. And by the way, folks, the Flames have won the last two, not to mention the one on December 27th. I was there. They embarrassed the Oilers in Rogers Place. I was there. I was one of 17,000 people really ticked off. They get enough to atone for themselves. You want to talk about ass covering? Cover your own ass, Oilers. Go out and beat Calgary. That would maybe be the best retribution, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. You're saying run around and target Tkachuk? No, they won't.
They should.
That would be stupid.
It would be stupid.
And Dave Tippett is not going to allow that to happen. He's too good of a coach. So that's why, Shuey, that's the long answer on why nothing's going to happen on January 29th. That's not to say that we won't all be watching, of course. It's not to say the game's not going to be sold out. All the hype's going to be there, but nothing's going to happen. I'd be willing to bet you lunch at Ballers right now. There's not one fighting major handed out in that game. Okay? You going to take that?
I already owe you lunch, which we got to do that next week because I don't want to have that debt.
I'm glad you remembered.
I don't want to have that debt hanging over my head any longer.
Pat in Saskatoon's watching. He says they play again February 1st back in Calgary. Well, let's get through the January 29th game before we talk about what's going to happen on February 1st. Okay? I just think it was a tempest in the teapot. And I know what that means. I looked it up. Just a small little thing that doesn't affect the outside thing. It's that one game. It's not going to affect the Battle of Alberta. Sorry. Well, Paul Figler, continuing to watch from Red Deer, says the Oilers should just score 6 goals, then let the game complete itself. Oh, if we could all just do that whenever we wanted. They can at least try to do that.
Yeah.
To the poll question, and I'm totally fine with getting off track. That's what coffee discussions are for, right? Isn't that happens?
Yeah.
But to the CFL All-Star thing, in the time we have left here in hour one, which is quite a bit of time, and I should mention James Cebulski, Dean Millard, and Austin Davis coming up in hour two. To the CFL All-Star game idea. I've always been all for it. I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, CFL doesn't stand for cash flow low. I think people need to realize that the people that are the forefathers of this league are pretty smart guys. And the reason there's no All-Star game is because what's the trade-off? Is it worth the money to spend on marketing for it? Because that's what it is. It's not going to be a money maker. But the idea that Ty had of taking it out to Vancouver Island where you could play, what's the temperature in Vancouver Island today? Let's just check. Let's say we're going to play it on January 23rd. Gosh, technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is.
Ask the Astros. It is currently +8 in Victoria. Could we play an All-Star game in +8?
We could do it in January.
Why we got to do the thinking for everybody?
Somebody has to.
Yeah. This is the one thing why I'm referred to as a pain in the butt by these leagues and these teams. We got it, Rod. We don't need your help. So I'm not even really comfortable talking about it.
Because now they're sitting there. Now we got to plan an All-Star game.
Exactly.
Who's going to do that? Who wants that on their plate? No, it's fun. I think it'd be great. You know, it'd be a great excuse to get everybody together. Who doesn't want to go out to the island, in the springtime? If that's when you have it.
Well, it's +8 today.
Or in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, let's do it every year in Victoria because it's a neutral site game. We talked about it a lot on this show. Where did you become a fan of certain leagues? It was going to a game. I watched the Oilers play the Blues in the Regina Agrodome in 1981. Became an Oilers fan. Maybe having an All-Star game and the kids in Victoria get to meet Cody Fajardo or Mike Riley.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're CFL fans. That's what now they're trying to do in Halifax with today's announcement that the biggest ever Touchdown Atlantic's going to be held in Halifax, Nova Scotia, July 25th, Riders and Argos. Why weren't you doing it the last 4 or 5 years? Whatever.
I know.
You got to start somewhere.
Well, and the All-Star game, too, it's interesting because it's not necessarily about having 30,000 people out and filling the stadium either. It's about putting the players in a place where they're having fun. So you have buy-in from them. They get a trip out there, chance to have fun, do all the things that you're going to do, and get together and the boys all together. That's great. Putting them in an environment. Now they want to showcase the game. Now they want to go out there. They're buying in. Yeah, you get some fans out on the coast, and they're going to tune in. You're going to get, you know, fans from these teams are going to fly out, a chance to meet their heroes. But then you get the television coverage, and that's how you really, you know, introduce these players to the entire country, is through all the TV coverage, through all the media, through all the pictures, all the events, all the things that are going to, you know, bring exposure. That's where you really capitalize, and I think it could be really awesome.
I love this. I love this. I knew that people would gravitate on this. And we got a little off topic with hockey. Probably started with the Arm Dog interview in hour one, which I, again, is fine. I'm okay with it. But in hour two, I think we'll go more deeply on the All-Star game. Metal Shingle Guy writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, it would definitely need to be indoors to have a chance. It was in Vancouver in the 80s. Needs to be after Grey Cup. All-Stars versus the Grey Cup champs would be interesting. That from Metal Shingle Guy. From an online listener from the 713, says, I'm listening from Houston, supporting my brother Rod. Signed, Kelm. Who it is? Kelm? Did we meet somebody in Houston named Kelm, or is it Karan? Who it is?
It could be Karan.
I think it's one of the guys, not Garrick Jones. It's not the commish. Thanks for listening from Houston. Identify yourself, sir. From Tanner in White City, CFL All-Star game would have to be after free agency. Too much of a gamble for the free agents if they get hurt. That's from Tanner. So the whole idea is to get people talking about it, get the discussion going. I have a feeling that by noon Central, we'll have this all wrapped up and ready to go and ready to present to the CFL.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your, it's like a gingerbread kit.
Yeah, kind of.
CFL, here's all you need to know.
CFL All-Star Game in a box.
Just go do it.
Yeah. So here's what we need. Here's where it has to be. Here's when it has to be. Your turn.
People bring up some good points here, though, about it's a small league. I mean, you can have the Pro Bowl, which is this weekend, the week before the Super Bowl. You're just not having the All-Stars of the 49ers and the Chiefs. There's enough stars. You couldn't have that All-Star game. Just to say we're going to fit this to the CFL format, you couldn't have it the week before the Grey Cup.
No.
You couldn't do it.
No, can't do it. It's got to be later. It's got to be outdoors. It's got to be outdoors. I mean, it could be inside. I don't really care. But it doesn't have to be inside. Don't worry about the weather. I mean, that's why we're going out to the island. If there's a little rain, that's no big deal. You got to get these guys out in the environment, having some fun. That could be really cool. It doesn't have to be 12. You know, it doesn't have to be a full game. Like you said, you could have a flag football game. That could be pretty fun.
I simply think that if you combine this with Mark's CFL week, because all the CFL stars are there anyways.
Yes.
Because that's where they're doing their photo shoots and all the stuff for the upcoming year. All you need is a flag football game, because we saw it with our own flag All-Star Celebrity Game Labor Day weekend with the Rod Peterson Show, Jason Claremont, Noah Pickton, Ray Jacobs. Who were the Ryder Group? Rob Bresciani, Dan Rashevich, Neil Hughes. You could do it. Just a flag game would suffice, because it's about meeting the guys, watching them out on the field. You don't need them banging heads, because they're not going to do that in the Pro Bowl anyways.
Yeah.
So it could be indoors. If you wanted to move it to Ottawa and blah, 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 blah. But I like the Vancouver Island thing, because I think the CFL could use some help out there. Joe on Long Island writes in, Joe Lazito. He says, if the players actually try, I'm all for a CFL All-Star game. If it's another sleeping pill like an All-Star games have become, I'll pass. I think if it was a flag game featuring Mike Riley, Cody Fajardo, John Lemon, Derek Dennis.
That'd be fun.
Everybody'd be in.
That'd be fun.
That's all you need. I'm glad that Austin Davis wore a Raptors jersey, because we're going to talk about Canada's team coming back in hour two. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.